something else is two times as good, and you say, oh, buy this, it's much better. Somebody says, how much better? You say, well, it's just...
Much better.
Three times as good.
Yeah, three times better. Twice as good, it'd be much better or three times. Mm-hmm.
If a car is driving down the street out here, and you look out there and the fenders fly off, the engine falls out, the wheels run loose, somebody said, well, how did that happen? Just a little bit at a time? You'd say, no, I looked out there and it just happened.
It just, some would use, it just swarmed or...
Happened suddenly?
Hmm?
It swarmed, huh?
Swarmed, you use that a lot. Or beehives, now I guess that's where the old time comes.
Uh-huh.
They swarm, they go every direction. Uh-huh. You hear a lot of people say that.
So what does this mean? It happens a little bit at a time, or...?
No, when swarmed wouldn't be. It means it just lapidated all at once or fell apart. I guess that's what you have.
And days of the week, let's see, after Monday comes...
Tuesday.
And the one before Sunday?
Saturday.
The one before Friday?
Thursday.
The one before that?
Wednesday.
In the morning, when the sky begins to get gray, you say it's...
Getting day.
Uh-huh. And that time of day you'd call what?
You mean when the sun up or daylight?
Now, sun up, does that mean the sun is beginning to appear?
Yeah, getting light when it appears up, sun up.
And this morning at 6 o'clock, you'd say the sun did what?
Came up, the sun came up about 6, or I don't know what it is.
In the evening, when the sun begins to disappear?
Sunset.
Let's see.
Sundown would use a lot.
Thursday is today, or today is...
Thursday.
Thursday. Wednesday was...
What did I say, yesterday?
Uh-huh. And Friday is...
Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
The day before yesterday we'd use for, say a Tuesday, we'd call the day before yesterday.
It's interesting the way these terms for time differ.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to tell time and look back at last Sunday, then go a week past that, how would you refer to that?
Sunday is a week ago, week before last.
And if we're going to tell it now in the future, look at next Sunday and go a week beyond that.
Well, some of them would use the date of it, but some of them say a week after next you'd hear that, or the following week. Was that what you have?
Mm-hmm. Sunday week?
Well, if you're a certain date, you'd say Sunday week, or it'd be Tuesday week, or the first Tuesday in the month, the last Tuesday in the month, you hear that usually.
Any special term for a period of 14 days?
Special term for a period. Somewhere along close to middle of the month, would that be what you...
Well, I was wondering if you used the term fortnight.
No, never heard.
It's a strange one to me, too. I don't know it.
Never heard.
I know what it means, but I don't use it. If a boy had a birthday just exactly 1 year ago today, and he was 2 years old then today you'd say he's...
Three.
Three,
or 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
Or soon will be three tomorrow.
And he was 2 years old last year. He's 3 years old.
This year.
Uh-huh. And he was 2 years old just exactly...
January the 1st or February.
Well, let's say he's 3 years old today. So he was 2 years old...
Last year. Last year. You'd say last year.
Yeah.